Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you and welcome to another episode of Masters of Business Presents Strictly Business. And as we always say, it's never personal, it's just that, strictly business. I'm your host, Brother Bedford, and once again, I want to thank you for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And as always, I want to be respectful of your time, and I want to dive right in to what I want to share with you this week. Last week, we dealt with the subject of improving your status and how money moves to status. And I know that that is a concept that for most people is foreign. It's not something that's taught in business school. It's not something that's taught by some of the so-called gurus. But if you take a careful analysis, take a careful look at those who are successful in business, those who are able to attract money to them, which it seems like at will, right? And all they got to do is open their mouth and money comes to them. What is it about them? Their status is above others or is perceived to be higher than others. And so please go back, listen to last week's episode, study it. Think about what I'm saying and use some of the, I gave you three ways, or I guess three pathways to improving your status, right? And so I want you to go back and really think very hard about those pathways, because those, each one of those pathways gives birth to new ideas of how you can improve your status in your business, improve your positioning. So I kind of want to follow that line of thinking with what I want to share with you this week, because after speaking with a couple clients and really pushing for this paradigm shift, because what I've been sharing with you is a paradigm shift. And let me first say this. It's not something that, you know, I know it's not easy, right? If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. And then I know that it's different from what you may hear from other people. So then you may be asking, okay, well, Brother Bedford, who are you to talk about these subjects in the way that you're talking about these subjects? My job, my role, my mission, and it's been crystal clear from the very beginning, is to help Black people discover their entrepreneurial greatness. And so I've gone on a lifelong study and an investment in not only building my own business. I think that's what gets lost a lot. When people are seeing you building your own business, they see some of the things that's working. But what am I doing to create conversations with Black millionaire entrepreneurs? What am I doing to create notification of payment received? I've invested and gone in search of this type of knowledge that I've seen billion-dollar companies and those who are behind the scenes of billion-dollar companies utilizing these strategies and concepts, and they're very successful. And they do not readily teach this to the masses, for one, but they definitely don't teach it to Black entrepreneurs. And so my job has been to go and get this information that is founded in universal principles, success principles, wealth building principles, but it's not taught to us in a way where we can digest it. And so if you're asking, where am I getting this stuff from? No, it's not divine revelation that I'm sharing with you, but I've gone in search and have spent thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, thousands of thousands of dollars of dollars in my own education and experience and trial and error to bring first these concepts to my business, to my clients' businesses, and then now to share them with you so that it'll give you a head start so you don't have to struggle and, you know, flop around in mediocrity or a business that you're not sure if it's going to work. I don't want you to be stuck there for years without at least giving some of these things that we're sharing with you just a glance and see if it works for you. And so to answer those critics who may say, well, you know, where are you getting that from? And I don't think that stuff he's talking about will work. Well, it's working for a bunch of people who are making a whole bunch of money. I just needed to get that out there and show you that even in me sharing these things with you, it's different, right? I mean, when this podcast is not done the way that people do podcasts. Now, mind you, I've heard my own critics and other people say, well, you know, that's not the way to do podcasts. And he's doing it this way and he's doing it that way. Or, you know, should I listen to it? And here's the interesting thing. Those who are the critics, they keep listening. They keep tuning in week after week. And so this show has been upwards of a million streams and listen on a consistent basis for months now. So I'm doing and participating in the same strategies and concepts that I'm sharing with you. So the mere fact that you're listening is a testament to the things that I'm sharing with you, because you wouldn't be listening if I did not improve my status, if I didn't do some of the things that I'm even going to share with you today, right? So I'm getting ready to share a couple things, but I just wanted to get that out there, because as I was consulting a couple clients and taking them on these same types of journeys, these different pathways, they begin to run into frustrations, even though, and I want, this is a very important part here, even though they were experiencing an uptick in what it is that they're doing in their business by way of relationships, access, exposure, all of these things are happening, but yet they couldn't connect the dots as to why it's happening. They couldn't connect the dots that, okay, Brother Befford, you're helping me to elevate my status, but what about this old marketing stuff, right? And that's what I kind of want to bust up today, is some of the things that are frustrating entrepreneurs and business owners who are becoming extremely frustrated by what's happening in today's marketplace, because there's a tendency to default back to what everyone else is doing. And my job is to help you from being stagnant, to help you to go from being mediocre, to help you to really get out of this whole concept of being a commodity, allowing yourself. And then we talked about this in a few episodes ago. So if you can go back and research the episodes, if not, you know, send me an email over at info@brobedford.com. If you don't know what I'm talking about as it relates to becoming a commodity and the forces that are forcing you to become a commodity, including your own customers, clients, or patients, to where you're charging less than what you're worth and all of these different things. It's a result of the stuff that we're talking about. How do you get out of that? How do you get away from being stagnant to thriving in your business? How do you become top of mind, a top of mind resource or advisor in your business? And it doesn't matter what you sell. It doesn't matter what your industry, your niche, or your category, because someone may be listening to me right now saying, well, this don't apply to me because I sell tires, or I do this, or I do that. This does apply to you, and that's my point. If you just sell tires, eventually you have to answer the question that pops up in the people who will purchase from you, you have to answer the question that pops up in their mind. Why should they do business with you instead of all of the other options that are available to them? All of the other people that sell tires, why should I buy your tires? What makes you different? And then if I put you in that category, the only thing that you can lure me in with is you have the cheapest tires. And nobody wants to be in a business where the only differentiation you have in the marketplace, which is really not a differentiation, but the only way that you can make a sale is that you got to cheapen your products and services on a continuous basis. And so you got a million people racing to the bottom with the cheapest prices because you have not figured out how to improve your status. You have not figured out how to make yourself different from everybody else. You haven't found a way to stick out to make someone say, you know what, you're the person that I need to buy my tires from because I trust you because of XYZ. And that's what we're talking about now. What is the XYZ? The things that we talked about last week's ago. And make sure you listen to last week's episode about improving your status for your business and the different pathways to do that. But what I want to talk about today is just two points I'm going to make, because I've been on my soapbox already for a minute. But let's see if we can kind of put a little flesh on the bones here of what we were talking about. What's going to stop you from being very frustrated in a crowded marketplace where everybody is doing the same thing, where everything that you see on television is the same, everything that you hear on the radio is the same, everything that you see on social media is the same? What's going to help you? Here's the first point. Stop emulating. Stop copying. Stop being like big, dumb companies. Now, you're probably saying, well, Brother Befford, that's a bold statement. You're calling these companies that are, you're calling them dumb. And I've taught on this probably, I've almost exhausted my breath talking about how you cannot operate your business the same way that McDonald's operates their business, or Coca-Cola, or Elon Musk. Right. Elon Musk can afford to lose $25 million in marketing that is really inefficient, ineffective. You don't have a $25 million budget. You don't have stockholders pouring money into you every month so that you can waste it on advertising that does not even generate one lead. You don't have that luxury. So you can't afford to practice and emulate companies that are functioning that way. See, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you are not privy to that would make you think that what you see on television or hear on radio, that's all there is to it. And so you think that you can just copy what you see from these larger companies, even as it relates to color schemes. I have friends who are in the branding arena, and they get into the colors of the companies and things like that. And that's true to a degree, but that's not the business. And you have to be wise enough that you're not going to just copy big businesses because you see them, when you know that you do not have the resources, the money to pour into advertising and marketing campaigns the way that they do. Some of these companies actually lose money on the front end on purpose, and you don't even know that. It's called a loss leader, where people can promote their products and services and spend millions of dollars, even to the point to where the initial product that they're selling loses money, but they have a back end in place that will allow them to make up that money, and you haven't thought through your business long enough to even have a back end in place. And the different price points and how you connect with your customers after they become a customer, after they become a client. And so, number one thing, I'm only going to give you two today. Number one, stop emulating big, dumb companies. You can't just throw stuff out there, flood the market with your pictures, your photo shoots. You're doing a million Facebook Lives with one person on it. Now, I'm not telling you to stop that totally, but you have to get to the point where you start looking at the math of your business, where you really start thinking about, am I getting my message out effectively? Am I letting the right type of people hear my message? Sometimes you're even speaking to the wrong person because, again, you're just throwing a bunch of stuff out and seeing what stick. I call that spaghetti marketing. Just throw it against the wall. That's what, how I learned how to cook pasta when I was younger. Say, just boil the pasta. And then after so long, take a few strands, throw it against the wall. And if it stick, it's done, right? If it don't stick, that means the pasta got to cook some more. So a lot of us do our marketing that way. We just throw a whole bunch of stuff against the wall and see what sticks. If that sticks, maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. We don't know. So stop emulating big companies. And I'm going to use that. Yeah, I'll use the I'm gonna dumb companies. I'm going to say it. Because many of them, some are successful because they have $10 million that they can just bully people into buying. You don't have that luxury. The second point I want to make as we get ready to wind down, and this is a principle that we're kind of alluding to it here. I kind of touched on it earlier about when I mentioned that a critic or someone was saying, you know, how you're doing your podcast. You know, that's, where's the structure? Where is this and where is that? Where's the fancy music? And Brother Befford, it don't sound like you're using this type of microphone, this type of headphones. Is he recording it in a studio? All of that crazy stuff. Here's what I want you to do. This second principle, the second point I want to make to you today, to help you to, again, remove the frustration, to get out of being stuck, and to get out of being like everyone else. And that is, I want you to look around at what everybody else is doing, and then I want you to figure out something different to do. You have to find a way to differentiate yourself from everyone else. I talk about this in my marketing course, where you have people who are advertising in the yellow pages or classified ads or even in just the newspapers, and all of the ads look the same. All of the messaging is the same. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. It's the same thing. And so you have to develop the courage to find your unique voice, to find out what makes you different, what's going to allow you to stick out amongst your competitors or your competition. Again, answering that question that is in every, even it's in your mind when you're getting ready to buy something. It's kind of one of those questions that's there, whether you know it or not. When someone is trying to sell you something, the question that's in the back of your mind is, why should I give you my money as opposed to all of the other options that are available to me? And so you, as an entrepreneur or business owner, you have to answer that question. Why should I give you my money? And so you have to be different. You have to say something. Something different. You have to be unique. You have to say something that hits the psychological triggers of your potential clients or customers, things that their desires, their wants, their needs, their things that they're looking to hear from you, that they're not hearing from everyone else. But if you're being like everyone else, they're not hearing it. And so therefore they keep going to the cheapest person or your competitors because you have not proven your case that you're different. And one of the best ways to do that is to find out what everybody else is doing in your marketplace. And remember, most people, depending upon the industry or the category that you're in, they're just functioning off of what's called industry norms. And you have to ask yourself, do I just want to be normal? Do I want to get normal results? Because when you start looking at the actual numbers of the industry norms, this is why you have what's called the working poor, or you have people who are in decent jobs but yet can't afford to live a quality of life that's equal to the pay that they receive. It's because the norms have reduced the amount of money that can be made. And so even in certain industries where you would think that the individuals within that industry should be living way, way, way above the poverty level, yet they're not. And yet they still have an opportunity to get outside of that, but yet still follow the industry norms or what everyone else is doing. And so these two things, if you look around at what everyone else is doing and then you figure out something to do different, that thing that makes you stick out, that thing that makes you or allows you to answer that question, why should I do business with you over everyone else that is offering that same type of product or service, right? See, again, I always have to use, I dive on the sword myself first, right? Why should I listen to your podcast, Brother Bedford, over all of the other podcasts that are available to me? So then I'm answering that question. Are they saying this to you? Are they going to bring you real life examples? Are they actually going to be that transparent to let you know about their ups and downs, their failures? Everybody can sit behind a microphone and sound good. Everybody looks good on social media and Facebook. So you would think that nobody has any problems, challenges, if you just go through Facebook and Twitter. So this podcast, I've decided that I want to talk to you. And yes, I'm bringing some of my powerful people to you, but we needed to make sure that we laid the platform. And as we bring the masters of business to you, that's exactly what they are. Those who have mastered certain areas of their business and have gone on to be successful. They're providing great quality products and services, and they're doing it in ways that allow them to be different, that allow them to stand out, that allow them to be top of mind. Not everyone that I bring to you will be that way, because there are some people who are behind the scenes that you don't know about, but yet they are the tops, the best at what they do. And we call them like the wizards who are behind the curtain making other people look good, but they're the ones who are really doing it. So we're going to bring you those types of people as well. So these are the things that you can look forward to. So first and foremost, let's get back to these two points just to reiterate them so that you can have them. If you really want to remove the frustration in your business, or even if you're just starting up, you know, you're not just out here yet. So this is great information for you so that you won't fall into the trap. You don't want to emulate big, dumb companies with your marketing, your branding, when you're first starting up and if you're a small business. Again, there are just things that are happening with that business that you do not know. And so for you to blindly follow them with your advertising and marketing is almost like committing suicide, business suicide, that is. And if you're already in an industry, in a niche, in a category, and you're watching everyone else and they're having mediocre results or really lackluster results or results that are even below industry norms, why would you follow them? Look at what everybody else is doing, and you do something completely different, go in an opposite direction. That's a start. I'm not saying that's the complete answer, but I'm saying that's a start. That makes you stick out. That makes you different. And the more and more you go down that road, other people will notice how different you are from everyone else, and they'll begin to gravitate to you because of your unique language, your unique positioning, your unique product or service, your language, whatever it is. Again, this is only a short show, right? So can't give you everything in the show. That's why you should join the Masters of Business as we're getting ready to launch so many things moving forward into the new year. So you should definitely get my marketing tip sheet first. Matter of fact, you can just do that and you'll get all of the information. So go to moneymakingmarketingtips.com. Get that tip sheet to learn some of these marketing strategies that we're talking about, or you can text the number 8 and the word tips, 8 tips, to 58885. That'll allow you access to all of the things that we're getting ready to release to you as members of the Masters of Business. And so I'm getting ready to close out. This is your brother Bedford. If you like what you heard, please leave a rating, review, email me, let me know, info@brobedford.com. If you don't like what I'm saying, that's okay too. We take criticism. It's all right. And we take it with a smile and we keep on moving. And of course, I can be corrected. So please connect with your brother. Obviously, I'm on all of the social media platforms, not all of them, but a few of them, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, things like that, so you can find me. But most importantly, join the Masters of Business, because we have some amazing things that we're getting ready to share with you. I've been leading up to these announcements, and we are right there. I mean, we're literally a week or two away from unveiling some fantastic things that are getting ready to start taking place over these next few months and really the coming years, because this is going to be something that we want to build our legacy on. So I'm your brother Bedford. I hope that this has not been offensive. Remember that this is strictly business, is not personal. And I look forward to talking to you next week on another episode of Masters of Business Presents Strictly Business. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show, which should be everybody.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000, or online at nycvirtualoffice.com. It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.